Well, he's one of my favourites.
Yes.
And his dad coached me, and they're a famous name in South Australia. We're going to talk to Chad Corns. Yes. We're going to reflect on the 2004 grand final. Port Adelaide ran amok.
Didn't
and
they?
This man, he was Mr. Showtime. He joins us on the bump. G'day, Chad. Welcome.
Thank you, guys. Oh. Appreciate you having me.
Chad.
Just run us through the build-up and what the players this week would be feeling. Melbourne, long time between drinks. Port Adelaide, the week you're in it, they had never played in a grand final, obviously never won one. Just talk about the week and what it was like in Adelaide here.
Yeah, well, the week it started the week before for us leading into that prelim against St Kilda. That was the most pressure I'd ever felt in a game. I'd had a history of prelim sort of haunting me going back to one year played in Jars when Dad was coaching.
Jars' fault too.
Did you miss a goal from about 5 metres out?
It was 20 metres out. It was 110 kilometre winds.
Oh.
Well, Andrew Jarman, you really expect him to kick this. A shocking kick. Bruce Woodrin, one of the most efficient players in the competition, and he misses from 15 metres.
Hard to understand, isn't it? Hard to understand. Finals pressure, that's about all you could put it down to, Robbo. Yep. He'd get out there on Tuesday night and he wouldn't miss one from that area of the ground.
No, I remember that was still to this day one of the most heartbroken, myself and Kane were there in the stands watching
you were.
So and then in the rooms with you boys afterwards. And anyway, so the heartbreak of prelim sort of transferred its way to Port Adelaide after we lost a couple that we might have should have won. So this 0-4 one, after we got over the line against St Kilda, there was more of a calmness in the grand final week for some strange reason. I thought, after we got over that line, we knew Brisbane were a little banged up. The pressure was sort of off us, as stupid as that sounds. So the week was brilliant. A lot of hype, obviously. And then you go over and do the parade, so that was a thrill in itself. The Friday training session was probably the worst we'd ever trained as a group.
Yeah.
The ball could not stay off the deck. Everyone was just pretty uptight in that moment, but Choco was really good about it. I remember him pulling us in and just having a laugh about it, told us to relax. And, the game itself is a bit of a blur. You remember bits and pieces of it, but obviously a great thrill, and to be the first team to do it for the AFL, Port Adelaide was brilliant.
Hey, because 0-1, talk about build-ups and having a great little era, for Port Adelaide. 0-1, you finished top four, but you went straight sets. You finished minor premiers 0-2, 0-3 and 0-4. So that's part of the relief you're talking about of actually getting in it and then winning it.
Yeah, so 0-2, credit to Brisbane. They deserve the three they won. But 0-2 was a year where I thought we were really prepared and set up to go further than we did. And that first final you lose against Collingwood, come out the next week and beat Brisbane, beat Essendon, and then lose to Brisbane there in a prelim. And the following year, that first loss against Sydney in that final was one of those games where I just remember the Port fans being really, really angry. Mm. Like you actually couldn't leave your house, for a few days afterwards, because every time you did, you just got abused, and understandably so. So a lot of wasted chances in those earlier years. So like I said, we won the first one against Geelong in 04 quite easily, but that prelim against St Kilda was the most pressure I've ever felt in a game and the least enjoyable game I've ever played in, and probably one of the worst I've ever played personally. Nick Riewoldt absolutely destroyed me. So really happy to get through. And then sort of my attention turned to the role on Jonathan Brown, which I knew I'd get early in the week. He was under a real injury cloud, so I was waking up every day hoping he was going to get ruled out. He ended up playing. He obviously wasn't completely fit, but just some really good memories.
And you're an antagonist, because that reminded me when you mentioned Jonathan Brown. The start of the game, you went down to his knee and you were punching it.
I think that gets exaggerated.
Yeah, I think it does, Chad.
What do you mean exaggerated? I saw you punching his knee.
I sort of just leaned across. It was a bit of a love tap. Because right up until that first warm-up you do on ground, I wasn't sure if he was going to play. Yeah. So he obviously had a lot of painkilling injections in that knee. I just gave it a bit of a love tap, asked him how it was, and And we've caught up since, and he reckoned he couldn't even feel that little tap because of the amount of painkiller injections he had in it. So, you know, Darryl Wakeman did a brilliant job on Lynch.
Yep.
I think kept him goalless. And then the same with Brownie. He didn't have much influence just because of the duress he was under. So,
boys played their role, didn't they, buddy? Because you were 77,000 at the MCG. You were second half, you dominated. You kicked 11 goals to their 1-4. But half-time, Brisbane Lions were a point up. What did Choco say in the change rooms just before you ran out, knowing that the third quarter, this is it?
Yeah, it was sort of. It might sound a little bit arrogant, but he was just reinforcing that we've got them exactly where we want.
Right.
You know, like I spoke about before, they're an older team. They were banged up. You know, Brownie wasn't the only guy with under an injury cloud. Vossie was really sore, and others were too. So we believed as a group, if we were anywhere, you know, within striking distance at halftime, that we would be able to overrun them. So, you know, you spoke about guys just playing their role, which, you know, you take yourself back to, you know, Kari, Hardwick, and then probably one of my favourite games Kane ever played was that job he did on Simon Black in that game. That was just outstanding. So, yeah, it sounds boring, but it was one of those games that, you know, sort of everyone that played did play their role and have some sort of influence.
Yeah, Simon Black, I think coming off the Norm Smith the year before, so played a huge role. Hey, run us through the feeling, and I never got this feeling at AFL level, but the feeling, say at the 20-minute mark when you look around at your teammates, you know you're up by enough, they can't win. Just what was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was everything you imagine growing up, BV. Like we were far enough in front. I think Adam Kingsley and Stuart Gold kicked goals later in that last quarter, which sort of put the game beyond doubt. And I remember turning around to our cheer squad, just having a little celebration with them. And then you try and take as much in as you can in those last 5 minutes. You know, the siren goes and you immediately look for Kane so you can enjoy that moment with him. And, you know, from then on, it's a little bit of a blur. It was more of a feeling of relief after that siren went. BV, you'll be disappointed. The celebrations weren't quite what I had envisaged and hoped for.
Not what I would have seen either. They might not have found me if we had ever won one.
Did they find you, Chad, in the celebrations?
Mate, I was very, very tame for some reason. I had a girlfriend at the time that pretty taken by. And to be honest, the club, and this might sound arrogant as well, the club just didn't organise it well at all, you know, the celebrations following week. Mm. So they tried to make up for that in 07, and you'll be happy to know I probably was best on ground the week after that disaster of 07, so I tried to make a little bit of amends there.
Hey, what about the ticket allocation at the moment? Because they actually make it pretty hard for players. You don't get too many tickets. You don't want to be focusing on that either, grand final week. You want to be focusing on the game. And, well, you mentioned your girlfriend before. What one was that at the time? You went through, he had a few.
Oh, hang on.
that was the McLeod's daughter's one.
Oh, nice. Rachel.
So, yeah, tickets were, you know, I was just like in the lead up to knowing that I was doing this interview with you guys, you go back and reflect on some old photos, and all of my good mates that wanted to get there, you know, eventually did. So you sort of find a way. Probably you find 10 to 15 tickets somehow, but it is a real stress. You're right. Like at the start of that week, you're as focused on getting your mates tickets and family tickets as you are in the game. So, but all in all, it worked out well.
Chatting with Port champ Chatty Corns, reflecting on the 2004 Grand Final, Port Adelaide outstanding. And, Chad, you must be proud of your boy Ollie Wines, won the Brownlow medal, and what a year he's had. And obviously the boys are still trying to work out what the hell happened in terms of in the finals there.
Yeah, I just got told before, I didn't even know this was a record, that he broke my record for the most Brownlow votes from a Port player. So a little flat about that.
Only by 14.
He pantsed you. Chad, he pantsed you.
What a year, didn't he? He polled like 10 out of the last 11 games, which is just outstanding. Incredible. So consistent. Really led the midfield well. And, you know, he has taken his game to new levels with the way he used the ball, hits the scoreboard more, and he's become a really, really good leader. So happy for him, and to be the first player to do it for the Power is outstanding. Right. So
yeah, we call
it. Puts a bit of a a positive spin on what has been, not a great couple of weeks.
Hey, we call a lot of the Port Adelaide games, and we love seeing you out there on the ground, doing still the running, barking orders.
Yeah, but Chad,
I could just tell he wants to take his shirt off.
Just play.
And he's always looking in good shape. Yeah, but do you have any favourites? Like, do you have a, you might not want to say this.
What
do you
mean,
favourite players that he, you know, he tends likes to lean rip towards? Oh. No, just likes, Jars, likes.
No, well, Robbie Gray, obviously good mates with him. He was, playing while I was as well, so you get that connection early on. He is my favourite Port player of all time. To see him and Travis again miss out, two players that really do deserve the ultimate success was just another reason why it was so disappointing the way the boys finished up. But, I closely work with the forward line, so you're obviously keeping a really close eye on them on game day. So anytime, the forward line's functioning well and those guys are playing well, it makes it feel pretty happy watching from the sideline.
Hey, can you flick us through your training program and your weights program? Because I'd never look like the way you look like now.
I used to.
Oh, you didn't. Do you just train as much as the boys do in the weights room? What's going on there?
Well, that's one of the perks about being involved in a footy club is you can join in when the boys are working out. It is a passion of mine. It always has been. Dad had a little setup at his garage from a really early age. I remember from about 12 onwards, I was lifting weights. It took a long time to develop, any sort of, as Phil, the great Phil Walsh used to call it, an AFL body.
never got there.
I don't really have a program anymore. I just sort of go in there
good
and
boy.
Whatever you feel like doing that day, that's what you do.
Chad, before we let you go, fatherhood, you're loving every minute of it. And how's the little one going?
Yeah, she's brilliant. Brilliant, mate. She's a really happy, smiley baby. It is everything you imagine. Yeah. Like it's taken me a while. I was just really scared about having a kid because I always used to think about what could go wrong and those kind of things. But so glad we've done it. And it's just brilliant, as you guys know.
Mate, congratulations on a great career and chatting with us here on The Bump. All the best, mate, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you, guys. Like I said, appreciate you having me. Cheers.
There you go. Thanks, Chatty Corns.
There's a star.
Loved him.
Did
great,
everything.
Just passionate. Loved playing for his mates and his football club. And terrific young man, too.
Great man.
There you go. Chatty Corns on The Bump.